Namaste. You all have very shining foreheads, which is an important attribute in this path. The human soul is plagued by four major issues. Human egoic love can be characterized by frigidity, and the human egoic mind by stupidity. And the soul with impotence. And it's all set in a frame of obstinacy. Refusal to let go of these characteristics. In fact, an inability to let go of a kind of petrifaction of our capacity to be. So how do we break through this? In the ancient world, the primary goddess, who in Greece was named Sophia, was the antidote to all of this, because Sophia is the goddess of wisdom and of love, a non-frigid love, a love of total divine generosity, openness, flowingness, and potency, all-powerful. And yet light, spontaneous, free. Free even to fly into other dimensions, other worlds, beyond this physical plane. Where is Sophia? Where is she gone? Interestingly, those of you who have visited the Vatican or seen photos of it, there's a courtyard in which there's a gigantic statue of a pine cone. Maybe you've seen that? And a lot of people wonder, why do the Catholics worship a pine cone? And of course, the Christmas tree is a pine tree. Is there something to this? Well, this giant statue of the pine cone, if you've done any research, actually goes back to very ancient Rome, first century Rome, and it's a remnant of the Roman mystery schools, which are derived in turn from the Greek mystery schools. And in the Greek mystery schools, this pine cone was called the Chamber of Sophia. Isn't that interesting? By the way, the Greek mystery schools derive from the earlier Egyptian mystery schools. After we visited Domenher on our last trip to Europe, we went into Torino, and we visited the Egyptian Museum there, a very interesting place. And I noticed one of the displays contained a caduceus. It was the two snakes of the Kundalini, but on top was a pine cone. And this pine cone is called the Eye of Horus, son of Osiris. The all-seeing eye. Same eye on the U.S. dollar bill on the top of the pyramid, right? Very interesting. So we have to start connecting the dots, because now we see that the Egyptian mystery schools go back to the early yogic schools. Same understanding has gone through time. Now, recently, a few years ago already, they did some excavations. They're always doing more and more excavations in Egypt and getting to deeper levels. And they discovered there the remains of a skeleton of a man who had clearly had brain surgery. There was a circular hole drilled in the brain, and it was apparently very successful surgery because it had happened long before he had died. So these are people capable of very sophisticated surgery and knowledge, therefore, of the human brain, of a very concrete physical kind, not just of the mind, not just of metaphysics, but of the brain. Now, it so happens that one of the most important structures in the human brain is the pineal gland. Isn't that interesting? Now, the pineal gland is so named because it's shaped like a pine cone. Is that a coincidence? Now, the scientists who have studied the pineal gland have discovered, well, at first they used to think it was some vestigial organ like the appendix or something and had no use, but gradually the chemists started figuring out, well, you know, maybe God isn't that stupid to put in an organ that has no function. And they began to discover that, no, indeed, it actually produces a number of chemicals, a range of chemicals that regulate our state of consciousness. Serotonin, melatonin, and dimethyltryptamine, DMT. And they discovered also that at the moment of death, this chemical, DMT, which is the ultimate entheogen, right? It's the psychedelic, the absolute psychedelic that Terence McKenna was talking about in that film we saw of his, of an interdimensional chemical that could take your mind into other planes of reality. It's the basis of ayahuasca and, you know, of the sacred mushroom, etc., all of which were known to the ancient mystery schools. But the brain produces it in this little pine cone, naturally. You don't have to actually ingest any pills or plant matter to get it. Your brain produces it. But it only produces it under certain circumstances that have to be created mentally. But they know that it produces this chemical if you are in the right attitude at the moment of death. And this chemical, thus, is the basis of the near-death experiences that people have and that fuel the ascent of the soul into the light. But they've discovered by doing autopsies on a lot of modern-day people who have died that the pineal gland is calcified. It's petrified in most people. No longer functions after middle age. And they discovered that it no longer functions because we have atrophied it by not using it. It's a structure that must be consciously used and willed to function if it's going to work at its peak effectiveness. And the more fear of death we have, the more it shuts down because it's primed to release its ultimate chemical at that moment of death. So if you fear death, you're going to shut it down so you can't use it. So, again, here is a structure in our brain that was known about by all the ancient schools of yoga, all the mystery schools that were designed to raise our consciousness, and they were based on the use of this organ in the brain. And we still have the iconographic remains of this, but without the recognition of why is it there? Why is the statue of the pine cone in the Vatican? Why are all of these symbolic images of the pine cone there? What are we to do with all of that? Well, it's also in India referred to as the eye of Shiva, the third eye, chakra 6. It's often pointed to in the center of the forehead, but it refers to this brain structure. Now, one of the ways to activate it is to sit in a meditative state and in a very loving state, because the emotion of love begins the activation of this, to then focus on and visualize a spark of divine light in the center of this organ. And if we do that, that will begin the activation and the production of the brain chemicals that will in turn augment the state of consciousness, shifting to one of greater expansiveness, lightness, and ultimately of a transcendental self-realization. But what the great mystics, and even all the way to René Descartes, who is given a very bad rap these days, but who recognized that the pineal gland was the seat of the soul, said is that the soul or the spirit, the Atman, is in fact a dimensionless point, zero point, of divine light, and it intersects into the human brain at that point of the pineal gland, and that is the connection between the phenomenal plane and the noumenal plane. And by activating that connection, the entire brain is illuminated, and the entire nervous system. And the body of light is manifest on this plane and has the ability to ascend into the subtle regions, the angelic planes. But we have to activate this very consciously, and that requires keeping the mind in a state of absolute one-pointedness in that point of light in the center of the brain for long enough to activate it to raise our consciousness. Okay? So it's a very simple matter, and this has been understood for a long time, and it's one of the reasons why yogis sit and meditate for long periods to get the mind absolutely silent and still so that there is a concentric force of all the mind waves creating an electromagnetic field that activates this center. It's very scientific. But you have to be able to hold your mind still and one-pointed in a state of emotionally of gratitude, so the heart is open, and in a state of one-pointed mental visualization of this. And then you will be amazed at what happens. Okay? So this evening, let's worship the pine cone and recognize that this is the seat of the divine light within the human brain. Visualize it, and visualize the light coming from this point, the central point, outward and filling the entire brain with luminous energy. And then actually begin to feel the energy, not just imagine it, but you will feel it because it's really there. And then the feeling itself will take over. You don't have to do anything. It's like you start the car, but then the car runs by itself. So we're just igniting the engine, and then the mind itself will take over and produce all of the effects of consciousness that are natural to us and yet at the same time are supernatural. Okay? So let's meditate.
Question: roughly where in the brain is it?
It's behind, in the center of the brain, behind...